B'ezrat Hashem Yibarach, Adeli Bitachon Chizuk, Wednesday morning, my friends. This is a Chaste Hashem, my beloved friends, because there's no repetition. We might be saying the same things every day with a different twist, but it's not true, because the Midah Bitachon and living with Hashem, my friends, is something we don't do, right? Hashem is in the picture, we pray three times a day, right? Do we live with Him throughout the entire day, every second I'm alive? Is He the only thing on my mind when I'm going back and forth to the store? When I'm going on an errand? When I'm going somewhere? Is He the only thing on my mind, realizing Ein Od Milevado is not a bumper sticker, that everything is Him? No. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, and I'm speaking to myself only, that the more we work on it, then my mind will change. You got a guy, spoke to a very fine man yesterday, Yirat Shamayim, tells me, wakes up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. I said, what's the matter with you? I said, how's your panasa? Good. How's your shalom bayi? Good. You're learning? Yes. But I get up and I'm thinking about business and this. The Yetzer Hara got you by the neck, I told him, buddy. I said, what do we do? So how do we work on it? When we read Shara Bitachon and we know that Hashem is in full control, you're listening, my beloved friends, of the game, Shia Inyana Bitacho Kula Masur Biyoto. I'm in His hands. Velo Yochol Adam Lahazikoho Olio. This is the Shishi in the second pedic. No human or any creature can help me or hurt me. Lo Lehetiv Alav, Lo Lidchot No Nezek. Like in the slave tied up in the jail cell, what with the master is the only one who has the key. We said this many times. Why is this so important, guys? This is the underpinnings of Bitachon, my friends. Because why? Who cares about anyone else? I couldn't give a damn anybody. I couldn't care less if the guy's going to say yes or what's going to be. What it, hope they say, agree with my my plan, whatever it is. It's not them. But we don't believe that. That's why the nerves come in. But if I work on myself and it's nonstop of these foundations about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, who has been my benefactor my whole life from the day my mommy gave me into this world till after 120, when you know that and you feel that ain't od milavado, well, stop now. So now what am I doing? So now I'm going to my tati. I'm going to my father. I need something. I go to him. Everybody else, he's just in the picture. And it's a terrible thing. The press that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting down here, my friends, is not normal at all. It's disgusting. It's a motzi shemra. Hashem gives us so much bounty, so much kenai nahara, how much chesed we have. And then a bump comes in the road, the person becomes oismensch. The person becomes very nervous. Why? He doesn't know what's going on. But a person who lives with Hashem knows, Hashem put me in this situation now to come close to Him. Okay, let's get to work. Got a call from a woman yesterday. She has a daughter. She's in her mid-20s. She married a few years. No child yet. Lo alenu. Zat Hashem. She will have one immediately. She'll get pregnant. What do you do? What do you do in these situations, guys? We read it a few days ago that Rabbi Yosef Albo wrote in the Karim, Tochelet memushcha mahala lev ve'etz chayim ta'avad avad. A drawn-out hope brings sickness of the heart, but desire attained is a tree of life. So in English, basically he says like this. When someone's hoping for something for an extended time, it causes heartache, guys. They're hoping. I don't know what's going to happen. But one who waits with hope cannot relax. But one who is wise, he writes, wishes to have peace of mind, should train himself to be happy and to content what he has. That's now. He didn't get what he needs yet. To appreciate the present and avoid thinking about the future. What about the future? What about the Bitachon? That's where it comes in. Because one on Bitachon for the future, one who's waiting for something to happen, is certain that he will get what he's relying on Hashem for. He's relaxed and at ease because he knows his hopes will become a reality. This is so important, my friends, in the fundamental of Bitachon, which not many people speak about. Not many rabbis speak about it, and people don't hear it. Because if you are misupak on the future, right, guys, you're relying on Hashem for a certain thing. Let's get to a practical situation now, okay? Panasa, shiduch for the child, refuah, having a child, right? Practical things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody across the gamut, he gives freely, right, my friends? Person wants other things, he has to eat more bitachon. We're talking about the basics, not basic at all. Everything's a huge baracha. A person can rely on Hashem, and Hashem wants you to rely. If you need a child, what should you do? First of all, stop talking to people. You do what you have to do, derech hateva. But you must work on the bitachon, knowing 100% what we are reading you here today. This is Rabbi Yosef Albo, one who's waiting for something to happen to certainly retain it, and he's relaxed and at ease because he knows it will become a reality. The same is true of bitachon. One who relies on Hashem, believing that Hashem has unlimited control, you must believe it and feel it, over the world. Nothing stands in his way, right? Yeah. He's confident that he will care for him under any circumstances. This person can rely on Hashem, b'li safek, without any doubt or uncertainty, that Hashem will give him what he's relying for. As the Pasuk says, Nafshi l'Hashem moshomrim b'boker, I wait for you like the watchman who knows the morning's going to come up. So when I know who's running the world and I know that I'm in his hand, that gives me an ease, my friend. I'm happy with the day. You got it, my friends. They enjoy the day. How do you not? I speak to people all the time. It's scary. What? Enjoy the day. The guy's a bang-up job. He's in the office, a nervous wreck. We spoke yesterday about Shalom Bayit. We just touched on it about bringing up children. Shalom Bayit, my friends, again, in case somebody took it the wrong way, I told him, look in the mirror. Chas v'shalom, I'm talking down to anybody. I'm talking to me. Look in the mirror means look at yourself. You got it? Means look at yourself, not at your spouse. Look at me, how I can make my spouse happy. If you could do that, you're done, because automatically you're going to get it back. My job in life is one thing, to make my wife or my husband happy. A woman make her husband happy. So I want to make my wife happy. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what she does. And then automatically, panim a panim, you're going to get it back. And that's a lot of work. And a person who's not poteach and Hashem has a tinge of gava. And he's a person who's makpid. How did you do this? Why didn't you get me my thing I asked you for? This is a guy who's out of control, right? Why don't you do this? I asked you to pick up my cleaners. Why don't you do it? Hello. Stop. You don't ask somebody that when you're a giver. It takes time. Again, we got to change the channel and change our actions. And the only way to do that is working on Abitahon, that I know Hashem is the one who's in control. So I'm here to serve him. Now, I need money. Yeah. I need shiduchim. Yeah. I need help. Yeah. I go to him for that. But you don't do that yet because we don't believe it. So when you work on it, then your day is different. Your day, guys? Tov le mishte tamid. Every single day of your life is the happiest day of your life. Why? Because I'm thanking Hashem that I'm alive. I'm enjoying, and I can't stop thanking him. And if he gives you more, then you're going to thank him more. And you owe him more, right? But if you just had the basic food and a bed, and you're done. If you have life and you're living, but people can't think like that. No, because they're influenced by the news. If you listen to the news, you'll get completely lambasted, because that'll destroy you. Because I don't care. Banking, the markets, I'm with Hashem. And b'chazta Hashem in my life, I've been through a lot of muddy waters. And with bitachon, you go and everything works out. Because when we live what we say in Birkat HaMazon, everybody should say it every day to mitrachzeka. It's the biggest sefer musar. Unbelievable. Ha'el Avinu, my father. Remember your father. Malkenu, our king. He's also the king, by the way. P.S. Adirenu, my mighty one. Borenu, my creator. Hello. Goalenu, kidoshe. Skipping a little bit. Hamelech Hatov, the Hametiv Lakol, the king who is good and beneficent to all. Shebechol Yom Mayom, every single day. Hu Heitiv Lanu, he has done good. Who Meitiv Lanu, he's doing good right now. Who Yeitiv Lanu, he will do good. He rewards us forever in compassion. Hen v'chesed v'rahamim, compassion. Guys, the more we go over these things, it's repetitive? Not at all. Until we live it. So bitachon is not a concept, it's a life. I have to bring Hashem into my life. And the way it says, Hashem silcha, Hashem stands over a person, guys, ready to reflect what bitachon that we offer him. The more bitachon, the more siyata deshmaya. The true bitachon is one who's completely reliant on Hashem. You'll have a new life, basking in the protective shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves me. And he has that life with a one-on-one loving relationship, Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, with our loving, caring Father, the paradise of bitachon, and Hashem will be there for you above teva. And you will see all the things that you need. It's black on white because of the reliance. But we got to get there. We're going to get there, Bezat Hashem. Menuchat HaNefesh, guys. I beg you as a humble servant, start thanking Hashem, start living with him, and realize, Ich mach gornish. I can't do anything. I'm relying on you. Enjoy the day. He's driving. Sit back. and enjoy the ride. That's what Hashem wants. Have a wonderful day.